You ready?
I'm ready, son.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yeah. Back in the house, ROTPOD studio with myself, Mr. B, 505 ABQ, down in New Mexico, right, Mr. A?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Joining me, co-host, Mr. A. What's up, buddy?
Co-host.
How you doing?
I'm doing it.
How's your family?
My family's good. The girls are happy. And it's
got the internet. Internet's working?
And the internet's working, yes, sir. Barely.
That's right, buddy. Internet, you know what that means. Podcasting, 505, ROTPOD Studios. Studio!
Track, son.
Track, get that track, son.
Get that track.
Get that track in your ear hole.
All up in your ear hole.
Spit that. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for joining us, Mr. B, Mr. A. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. If you don't know, can't remember that, search ROTPOD. That's how you do it, buddy. Easy as that.
That's how you do it.
That's how we do it, yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to say, now playing in theaters, Annabelle, Gone Girl, The Equalizer, The Maze Runner, This Is Where I Leave You, Dolphin Tale 2, Left Behind, A Walk Among the Tombstones, Guardians of the Galaxy. Bam! In theaters right now, buddy. Go watch them.
Annabelle. Yeah.
Yeah, Annabelle. And I can say Annabelle. It's, I'd say maybe 3.5 out of 5 Rock Pod stars, buddy.
3.5?
3.5, yes, sir. Just because it's a good horror movie, but doesn't really... There's some parts where, like snaps and gets you a little shock. But other than that,
A
little shock in your spine.
Shocking your spine?
Shocking your spine, and you scream real loud like a little
shaking
girl.
Shaking that girlness out of you?
Yep, that girlness comes out of you. No, it was good. It's a good story, and there's a little bit of little parts that jump out at you and stuff like that, but nothing real too scary, you know, because I think I'm immune to scary movies now. Been watching too much Ghost Adventures, buddy.
Immune to this, he says. They just don't want scary movies no more.
Yeah. So, Annabelle, I give it a 3.5 out of 5. But if you're really one of those people that jumps easily, then this is probably like
you're one of those people that's just a little... No, I'm
sorry. Just a little punk.
Just a little girly.
Just a little girly.
Just
a little Annabelle. Then Annabelle will get you out of your jump, make you jump out of your shoes. But
I wonder
yeah.
where Annabelle originated. It's probably Chucky's mom.
Chucky, yep. It's Chucky's mama.
I don't know. A bunch of these dolls are coming alive, son.
Yeah. But overall, it is a good movie, though. The story's good, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Either way, everybody should just watch it. It's a good movie.
Cool. Does it tie in with The Conjuring?
Just a little tiny part. Just the beginning of it. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning, just man. Begin. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Man. Cool. And opening this week, 6/7/9/10/11, the 11th of October, Addicted, Alexander and the Terrible, Dracula. Judge. Those are the ones coming out this weekend.
You think you're still here because you can fight? You're still here because of what I did to keep you alive or something.
Yes, sir. Dracula, buddy. Yeah, I think everybody wants to watch that. Mrs. B wants to watch that, too.
Cool.
You want to watch it?
I want to watch every movie that comes out.
Do it.
Do it. Just do it.
And then that Alexander and the Terrible. I think that one's more, that involves kids.
Alexander?
Alexander.
What's that one movie called as Terrible, Horrible, Weird Day or something?
Yeah,
that's a really long title.
This one's it, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
it's gonna be an hour and 21 minutes long comedy, and it is with Steve Carell, Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner. Yeah, this is a comedy, and this one's like has kids in it, so I think this one will be pretty good for the kids.
Cool. Movies. For the longest time, I finally got to this past weekend. I finally watched that Need for Speed, then Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Transformers: Age of Extinction, and Leprechaun: The Origin.
The Origin. Which was the origin? Is that the 2014?
Yeah, the one that just now came out recently.
Oh yeah, no, that's okay. How that one, Leprechaun?
Yeah, it was alright. It's like a skinless ape or Jeepers Creepers baby.
Something like that. Yeah, it would have been better if it looked more like a leprechaun. Huh?
Yeah, like the original one.
I'm the leprechaun.
Cool. Only if you talk to instead of just grunting and growling and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was okay, I guess, but I'd give that 2.5 rut pot size.
Cool. Yeah. And new releases coming out tomorrow, October 7th on the Redbox. You ready?
I'm ready, son.
Against the Wild. It's a family movie. Brick Mansions with Paul Walker.
Oh, nice. That's Redbox?
Redbox tomorrow.
Cool. And I've been wanting to watch that one, too. I just haven't got around to being able to watch it. But Now it's coming to Redbox. So I'm going to reserve that tonight.
Yes, sir. And Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky?
Curse of Chucky. That's the latest one.
Have I mentioned about that? Have I seen it?
Yeah, I think it came out a while ago. Oh, Curse of Chucky. Let's see real quick here, buddy.
Oh, does that one go back to how he originally looks? Kind of cool looking?
Yeah.
And he goes to that two-story house or whatever?
Yeah.
I did see that one then.
Yeah, so it kind of ties into the very first Chucky. From a long time ago?
The very first one, people.
Very first one, yeah. So this one actually is a pretty good Chucky movie, right?
Yeah. I like that. I thought that one was pretty cool.
Yes, sir.
Pretty awesome. So what's his name? Charlie?
Charlie. Was it Charlie?
I think so. Something like that.
Charles.
Ooh. Pinch Ooh. Poke. You owe me a Coke, son.
Pinch Poke. You owe me a Redbox movie.
Ooh.
Don't cry, buddy. Don't cry. Don't cry.
To yourself.
All right, I got another thing from Twitter. You ready?
Twitter.
If you never try, you'll never know. Bam. That's it, buddy.
Cool.
For real, right?
If you never fail, you'll never succeed.
There you go.
Oh, son. I just thought of that one. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I think I read it somewhere.
Cool.
No, not no motivation speaker. I can't do no good quotes.
And coming out tomorrow, October 7th, NBA 2K15.
Nice!
PS4, PS3.
Drop down like 10 bucks.
Xbox One, Xbox 360, and PC. Nice. Super Smash Brothers for Nintendo 3DS. That Smash one, Brothers. People, yep. That one people want. People are already excited for that one. To get that one?
Yeah, I get it. I want that. I love to play that one.
And Vib Ribbon. It's a Japanese music game coming out for the PlayStation.
PlayStation 4?
PlayStation Digital, where you can use the PlayStation TV.
Oh, okay.
So I guess they're starting to bring out games for the PlayStation TV now.
Oh, snap. Cool. So it's just going to be added onto that list of games they have?
Yeah. So it's going to be over 701 now.
Ooh.
And another one that people have been anticipating is Alien in Isolation.
Aliens. Who doesn't like Aliens?
Yeah. And I did watch a few people playing it, like gameplays.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like Dead Space. Have you ever played Dead Space?
No, but I was going to check it out the other day. I want to try it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's sort of like Dead Space where it's not really like a run and gun. Just shoot everything and run from level to level and run and kill.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like you walk through and take, not really take your time, but move through whatever, like a spaceship or just a whole level, just a whole map. You just move through it slowly, walking around, getting ammo, saving ammo, trying to strategically use your ammo and your health and move around and decide who to shoot and decide who not to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool. It's pretty good. Makes you think and figure out how to do one thing or do it a different way.
cool. You have to use your brains.
Use your brains, yo. Because on this one, when I was watching people play it, they were actually moving around, and when the aliens started coming, you know how they bring up that little handheld gadget where it shows up, boomp, boomp, from an alien movie?
Boomp, boomp. Yeah.
Yeah, so you hold that up, and when you see the aliens coming, they don't really just pull out their guns and start shooting. They just kind of like sit back and see what they're going to do, and they hide, and if there's one of them, then they take him out. If there's a lot, then, you know, you can't take them all at once. Mm. So, yeah, so Alien Isolation, people are anticipating this one. It should be a good one. Xbox One, PS4, PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Nice. Xbox, the only recent games that I've been trying, well, it's not really recent, Halo 4, Call of Duty, Ghost. I finally got to play that one for sure. I beat it. I beat the game on Harden, the level Harden.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty intense. For the first time that I tried it, I played on there, and it's pretty awesome. It was a blast, man. Now I'm trying to get through Destiny.
Destiny's a good game, huh?
Yeah, man, it is awesome. I like it a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm also playing Destiny, and I like it when you're walking or when you're on your level and you can see other players playing.
Oh yeah, I was all thinking to myself like, what? Who's this guy? Like all these different gamer tags on guy? These yeah. other humans, and they're like, what? Is this guy playing with me? Hey, what's your name?
Did you get to talk to anybody?
No, I didn't. I didn't hook up my headset or nothing, or my volume wasn't loud enough on the TV.
Oh okay, yeah. Yeah, probably when I want to level up a little bit more, I'm going to start, see if I can start doing some multiplayer and start doing that. I did do a little bit of multiplayer, and it's pretty good, but it's kind of a little bit, you got to get used to it to get good at it.
Yeah.
It's not just something.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's not something that you could just jump in and you're already good at just because you like play, other shooter games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it, son.
So Destiny, it's pretty good. Check it.
It is good. Something pretty good. It's pretty awesome.
Oh snap! It's amazeballs, right?
Straight up,
amazeballs. Straight Talk launches bring your own tablet program. BYOT. BYOT, buddy. Bring your own tablet. Straight Talk partnership between TracFone and Walmart. You know where that's at. Has launched a program that welcomes tablets a customer already owns. Bring your own tablet that's compatible with AT&T and T-Mobile. You get a SIM card through Straight Talk. Pop it in. There you go. Bam.
What about... Wait. I don't get it. How does that work?
You know how you can... Well, there's certain types of tablets that work with AT&T or T-Mobile. Mostly, if you look on the website, you can see the different types of tablets they sell that can get a data.
Mm-hmm.
So after you find those type of... The type of tablets that use that, then you could... If you already own one, then you could just get the SIM card from Straight Talk.
Oh.
So it's not really every tablet out there. It's certain tablets that can take a SIM card and is compatible with AT&T and T-Mobile.
Oh, okay. So I wish my Samsung tablet was compatible with the SIM card. Shoot. I would definitely get one for my tablet.
Yeah. So there probably is.
I have to upgrade to a new Samsung tablet that's compatible with that then.
Yeah. AT&T.
That's awesome. So you could, that's that way you can get service or data service wherever you go.
Yeah. Yep.
So cool.
Let me bring up this Apple iPad. Some of the Apple iPads will be able to do AT&T. The LG Pad 7.
Uh-huh.
The Samsung Galaxy Tab S10.5. The Galaxy Tab S8.4. The Galaxy Tab 4 10.1. The Galaxy Note Pro 12.2, Galaxy Tab 4, Galaxy Tab 3, Apple iPads also. Apple iPad Mini too. A few of them, Apple iPad Minis. Hmm. Yeah,
Samsung Galaxy Tab 3?
Mostly a lot of Samsung, yeah. Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 7.0.
Okay, cool.
So, yep, those are. Right. Yeah, so I guess Samsung, LG, and Apple are pretty much some of the. Bring your own tablets that would work on Straight Talk.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I definitely need to upgrade to something like that. So that way my little girl don't have to worry about internet connection. Because my router, I don't know. Can you expand your router perimeter?
Yeah.
Do you have to upgrade to a higher package or
No.
You just buy a different router.
You just buy a different router, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, because my Comcast Xfinity router, it doesn't even go that far. It only goes about 15 feet away from the router, then it starts to lose signal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was going to ask them that, but I figured that you just had to buy a new router for it anyway, so I haven't gone over there to Comcast and see what other kind of routers they have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you go into Best Buy, too, you could just go onto their router section, and they'll have a Comcast shelf and, like, a CenturyLink shelf and just those routers that are compatible with it.
Oh, okay. Do you have any idea what's the, like, maximum range of one of these routers?
No. But when you look on the box, you can see the range on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, one that goes 100 feet.
Maybe, yes, sir. So, yeah, just depending on the price and how far you want it, and it goes into a different specifications, too.
Depending
on the price, yeah. Like, you know, like the more you pay, the better the router, the farther, the more you get to customize it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you, man.
Because on some of those, you could customize to say, like, your Xbox will get more of the data than like a tablet or something. Or you could have your Netflix, whatever's hooked up to Netflix, you could have Netflix be the main priority and get more and more data than the other things, you know?
Oh, I did not know that. That's new. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. So, yeah, more the prices are coming down. So you're just going to, if you look at the box, you'll be able to see that note on there. He'll say, like, customize your data usage type.
Oh, okay. So just depending on what you need or what you use it for, and go from there as far as what you want to upgrade or downgrade to as far as price goes to.
Yep.
Cool. I should, I'll pay you out of your time to come with me to go look at some routers.
Sounds good.
Cool, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it. Do it like Virgin Mobile, buddy. They're doing it. They're really doing it.
They always do it, son.
They do it big. They're doing releasing new unlimited plans.
Ooh, unlimited plans? Hey, $45, that's what I'm paying now. How come I don't get unlimited?
Well, the unlimited plans is unlimited talk and text plus 1 gig of data for $45.
I'm paying $45 for mine. I don't have unlimited talk.
Really?
Do I have to call them, or do I go into a, like, Walmart and ask them about that?
You can probably call them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm paying $45 for mine right now, and all I have is 1,200 minutes. I don't have unlimited.
Oh, okay. Or $55 for 3 gigs of data plus unlimited talk and text.
Cool.
$55. $55, yes, sir. And one thing that's really good, too, is if you just want to talk and text with 300 minutes and unlimited text, it's only $20.
Only $20.
Just for 300 minutes.
Unlimited talk.
Unlimited texting, yeah. For $20. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yep.
That's tight, bro.
That's tight, son.
Son. That's what she said.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I got something from FB. You ready?
Facebook.
I'm not shy. I'm holding back my awesomeness so I don't intimidate you.
Ooh, okay. Oh, sounds jerk.
Sounds cool?
Sound cool jerk, yeah.
Google Voice can now receive MMS from almost 100 North American carriers. So if you use Google Voice for text messaging, before you could only send and receive plain text messaging. You couldn't receive MMS. You would have to look on the web and then download the picture or whatever you were getting. So now you'll be able to send and receive MMS on Google Voice. So the people that use Google Voice, they'll understand this. They've been waiting for this for a long, long time. Now it's now here.
It's now here, people.
It's now here. You can use it.
Dream have came true.
Yep.
I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, nearly 100 carriers in North America. And the biggest ones would be AT&T, Bell Canada, Rogers, and TELUS. And many, many, many more.
And many more, son.
Son. What's
all
that?
All day and all night.
Huh? Your voice kind of broke up, so it sounded funny.
Oh.
I think you'd scream.
My voice always sounds funny.
Just kidding.
I think when you were trying to scream like a girl.
Oh
snap.
It's like that?
It's like that, yo.
Alright. It's cool. No, it's cool. Don't worry about it. In other news.
And when we take it to the street, me and you, we're gonna live stream it from this GoPro live stream iOS app, buddy.
Yeah, GoPro.
GoPro stream live video with a GoPro and using the app.
That's awesome.
The only way you can live stream is if you have 4G. You can't use any slow 3G, son.
None of this 3GBS, huh?
Yes, sir.
You have to have 4G, son. 4G. Hey, I have 4G, but in certain areas, I kick down to a 3G. How does that work?
They don't have towers everywhere.
No, I'm saying, like, what if I'm recording, like, in the 4G area? I'm recording live and whatnot. And then the part of that service bumps me out of the 4G and down to a 3G. Does my live streaming get cut off?
I think it will, yeah, just because it says 4G is required. But you never know. You know, the phone, the app, the software, it might accept a little bit of 3G, maybe like for a few seconds, and then if your phone goes back to 4G, then it'll probably kick back in or something like that.
That might just get choppy or pixelated or what?
Yeah, probably get choppy just for a few seconds till it can get 4G again. But if it continues to stay on 3G, then the app will probably just shut it down.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, bro, your 3G service is no good. You're going to have to find your 4G service again. Otherwise, I'm going to boot you off.
Boot you off, yep. So, yeah.
Give you the boot.
And it's called the Live Stream app. So the Live Stream app works on all GoPro cameras that are equipped with Wi-Fi connectivity.
That's cool. Does this guy have a squirrel suit on?
Yeah. I think he's going down.
I would love to try that. Would you try that if you had a chance?
Yes, sir. That would be pretty good, man.
I would, man. I would like to do that. Be awesome.
Do it. Do it big.
Do it. Do it.
Would you skydive?
I would definitely skydive.
Skydive.
I tried to finish my sentence quicker than my mind or my mouth said.
Your mind.
But yeah, I would. Yeah, my mind tried to finish the sentence before my mouth could speak it.
You need to reset.
You know what I mean?
You need to reset, buddy. Restart. Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
What's up, man? How's it going? Ready for this?
Rock by number 94, buddy.
Ooh, ROTPOD, son.
ABQ, son.
Let's do it.
Facebook it. Tweet it.
Tweet
Instagram it. NASA. Everybody knows NASA, right? NASA is going to do a live chat on Wednesday during the lunar eclipse. Bam. And Wednesday, if you want to see the lunar eclipse, you might be able to see it in different parts of the world. So like Europe and Africa and many other places, but it's just saying that Europe and Africa right now, you're completely out of luck. You won't be able to see it. United States, Asia, and other places will be able to see it depending on where you're at.
Well, so, where we're at, can we watch it?
Yes. It says the Western U.S., Alaska, and Canada will have total visibility. But the eastern side of the United States might be able to see it.
The eastern side?
The eastern side of the U.S., yeah. But the western side of the U.S. will be able to see it. And the eclipse starts at 4 a.m. Eastern.
So Eastern Standard Time. So it'll be like 2 a.m. in the morning for us?
Yeah, 2 a.m. Wednesday.
Damn, how long does it last?
Until sunrise, which is,
six?
Yeah, like
2 hours?
Yeah, like about 2 hours.
I guess I'm going to have to stay up all night.
Stay up all night Wednesday.
Yeah.
Lunar eclipse.
That's what Red Bull's for. Get through the day.
Man, Red Bull should sponsor the clips.
Imagine. They Red Bull does all kinds of awesome stuff as far as commercially.
Yep. And when the lunar eclipse shows up, they should send a Red Bull sign up there to shine it.
That'd be so awesome. That'd be pretty awesome. Like the lunar eclipse.
That's
cool, son.
Lunar eclipse sponsored by Red Bull. Red Bull, and everybody knows Apple. Apple, they say, has already sold a ridiculous 21 million iPhone 6 units. 21 million, man.
That's a lot of phones.
Yeah, more than 20 countries received the iPhone 6.
But don't they always have like all kinds of problems when they first come out? And it's always a couple months into it, they fix everything and they start saying that there's all kinds of recalls and whatnot. Defectiveness.
Yeah. But still, wait. Technology's technology, buddy.
It's all about technology.
Do it.
Do it.
There's a big world out there. Get it. Get it big.
Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. Yes, sir.
Oh, you know what? Was it last week? I think it was last week. Damn, it was like 5 different numbers for this fake loan scam. Cash Advance USA or First Financial. Bunch of Indian guys. They're all trying to get me to send them some money. And they kept bugging and bugging every single day. It's like crazy. I'm like, what's your problem? What's your deal? And they kept trying to tell me to go to 7-Eleven to get a, I don't know, some kind of voucher for them so that way they can set it up and verify process and whatnot. And they're all, it only takes less than a minute to verify the money you put on the card. Oh, well, yeah, I'll 1 minute to take my money that I put on the card. So then I kept, they wouldn't stop. So then I started picking it and I just go, hello, hello, hello. And then they start getting on. They start swearing. They start yapping on and whatnot in their language, and they start cussing me out and whatnot too. It's crazy. It's funny though. Then I started to irritate them and piss them off because every time they hung up on me, I call them right back, or I would call and then hang up on them and recall. And one whole day, I think it was Thursday or it might have been Friday, I called back all 5 different numbers, probably like 20 different times each number, and they got annoyed by me. They kept yelling. It's like, this is Cash USA for stupid Americans. Oh, man. Then you can hear in the background, someone else says, like, is that Aaron? I was like, oh, shit, I'm famous, son. They know me.
Is that Aaron?
Yeah. Not that effing Aaron. It's like, hang up on his ass. Like, oh, snap, they know me. What's up back there?
What's up?
But, yeah, bro, it's funny, though. They're all pissed and they're all annoyed, so ever since then, they haven't tried to call me back yet or nothing.
Cool,
but,
cool.
Yeah, so Cash USA or First Financial. You hear a bunch of Indians talking on there. Scamming.
Scam of the century, huh?
Yep. Because there's all kinds of reports online saying that so many different people lost like $800, $600, $500, $400, down to $150 from trying to purchase this voucher to verify that they can pay back the loan or something. Like, that's dumb, man. Like, I'd rather go in person if I were to ever get a loan to go into the actual building to check it out instead of doing it over the phone like how these guys are doing it.
Yeah. And speaking about scams real quick, I also got an email. I get them every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, this email says, this is to officially inform you that an InnerSwitch ATM card valued at $500,000 U.S. has been accredited in your favor by the InnerSwitch ATM organization. Your personal identification number is ATM82222. Contact Mrs. Susan Turner with the following information. Delivery address, mobile number, country, occupation, sex, age. And it asks you to click a link. See? Stuff like that. Don't click it, people. Don't click it.
They're going to sneak you in there and jack you.
Jack your family.
Jack you up.
But you won't get jacked up because these guys from Mythbusters. Remember those two dudes?
Yes, sir. Mr. Mythbusters. I love those guys.
They debunked one of the tech's biggest myths. Yep. You know, when you get out of your car and you put in gas and you're on your phone and they say it blows up and fire and explosions? That's not true. It's not the cell phone.
Nah.
It's not the cell phone that creates the static, but just the type of clothes you're wearing and how your clothes is rubbing on the seats. So when you get out, when you put in gas, and it just kind of like a coincidence that you happen to pull out your phone, when you do put your hands in your pocket, you still create that static. So when you do that, the static from your clothes and the seat builds up. So when you just do that extra movement when you're putting in gas, that just creates the extra static that starts the gas on fire.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. Going around gas never bothered me.
Yep. So, yeah, it's just that coincidence that you're actually moving that arm to give it a little bit more extra static to when you're pulling out your phone. So that's why people are saying don't use your phones on the gas pump. So don't wear wool while you're putting in gas, right?
Don't wear wool.
Woolly shirts.
Cool.
And it's October, so in October, PlayStation will give you $15 back if you spend $100.
Spend $100?
Yes, sir.
I don't have $100 to begin with.
Well, if you did, they give you $15 back.
I can't spend $100 and only get credited $15. I need the whole 9 yards back.
I need to spend $100, get $95 back. Man, what if that happened?
That'd be crazy. I'd spend $100 every time.
Tight, son.
I won't pay the rent that month and spend it all.
Yep, get a bunch of games for basically $10, huh?
Yep, a bunch of brand new games. Yep. Get some new games. I'm going to get me a new console.
Do it. There's another whole new world out there. It's like I said the other episode. There's a whole new world. Do something. Do something big, buddy.
YOLO.
That's right. Speaking of games, Bible video games submitted to Sony for PS3, PS4, and PS Vita.
Bible?
Bible game. The Bible game series, David, Rise of a King. And it's basically the story that is from the Bible. It's not like somebody else's version. It's actually the version, the story from the Bible. So the developers are trying to get approval from Sony to make the game.
Like an actual game?
Like, I guess on different stories of the Bible, you'll be different people. Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. Is it just going to be for the PlayStation stuff?
Yeah. And also, actually says PC, Linux, and Mac, too. Oh. It says no plans have been announced to Xbox versions.
No, I'm just kidding. I was hoping for, the Android market.
Android, yo. Yeah, I bet after this, when people, just depending on how popular it gets, they'll probably port it to other systems. Yeah, so here's a quote that says, it will be true to the Bible, instead of somebody else's version, somebody else's story, different versions.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, because if it was like on the PlayStation Store or something, I would get it, and let my little girl play it.
Yep, pretty good.
Cool.
Cuckoo.
That's awesome.
That's amazeballs, buddy.
Look out.
Look. And another one from FB. You ready?
FB.
I like this one. So if guns kill people, I guess pencils misspell words, cars drive drunk, and spoons make people fat. Bam. Truth, buddy. Pretty good, huh?
Sorry, I didn't really hear what you say. You start breaking up on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're like,
sounded like Chewy?
Yeah, man. Sir, like, I don't know that language, bro.
Alright, one more time. Ready? You ready? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Alright. So if guns kill people, I guess pencils misspell words, cars drive drunk, and spoons make people fat.
Nah.
Woo, good one. U.S. on nukes. U.S. is keeping nuclear bombs, they say, just in case Earth is a threat from asteroids.
That's just a cover-up. They've got nukes for New World Order status. They're going to nuke all these other countries if they don't comply with the rules of Obama.
Yep.
Right, nope. Obama's number one.
Yep. But this is the internet, buddy. You should believe the internet, okay?
I don't believe nothing on this internet.
Yeah. But that's just what the story says. The threat posed by asteroids is serious. Extensive research is taking place to prevent future catastrophes involving them. So that's why they're keeping nuclear bombers, buddy.
That's crazy to think about anyway, still, though. Like, see a big old asteroid coming in your direction. There's nothing you can do to stop it except a nuclear bomb.
Bam.
Blew my mind just now.
Blow your mind. Yes, sir. 49ers.
Niners. What's the
49ers beat the Chiefs 22-17. They are playing the Rams on October 13th at 6:30 p.m.
Ooh.
Oh, what about the Cardinals? They beat the Broncos?
Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals lost to the Broncos 41-20. They are playing the Redskins on Sunday at 2:25 p.m.
Damn.
Oh, they lost.
They were doing good at the beginning of the game. I was watching that when I was donating my plasma.
Plasma, buddy. Donate it. Oh, speaking about plasma, Mrs. B's shows is Grey's Anatomy now. She's going through all the episodes.
Uh-huh.
So every now and then I jump in and sit down and watch a few episodes with her. And some of it's pretty good. Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, cool. We're trying to find a new show. My girlfriend started How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she watched like 2-3 episodes now already, but I'm kind of lost. I just peek in here and there. We're on a watching binge with that Orange is the New Black.
Uh-huh. Is that good?
It was pretty good. It was interesting. I thought so. And we finished a whole 2 seasons within 3 days.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We finished both of the seasons, all of it. Now we have to wait for the new series, the new season to come out on Netflix, because it's a Netflix production.
Yeah, that's what you get, buddy.
It's like, damn, I should have waited, son.
Wait,
take
son.
Your time. Go slow.
That's what she said. What about Mrs. B? Green Bay Packers. Nope. It got part of my sentence. Green Bay Packers.
The Packers beat the Vikings 42-10. They are playing the Dolphins on Sunday at 11 a.m.
Oh.
Damn. Roger's doing it big, huh?
Roger. Roger, Roger.
Roger.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's
see what
cool.
It says. Doesn't say anything. Do you have a question for Google?
For Google?
Yes, sir.
What is the latest Samsung product?
What is the latest Samsung product? Nope, just gives links, websites. But the first thing that comes up is Samsung US TVs.
US.
Bam.
Cool.
Cool. One more question. See if cool. I can answer. Anything?
Oh, you ask. You ask, I ask.
You ask, I ask. I don't know, man.
Come on.
I don't know. Yup. Cool. Number 94, buddy.
94 in the books, huh?
What? Yes, sir. Cool.
P.O.D.
Yes, sir. Well, listeners, thanks for joining us again. And a few more will be coming out this week. Right, Mr. A?
Yep. A few more.
Bam. And I'll be playing Destiny. Mr. A will be playing Destiny. If you got a Vita, hit me up, message me, and we'll play some Vector 2X or some All-Star Battle Royale, buddy.
Nice, but no, I don't have a Vita.
Okay.
I don't have a Vista.
Vista, yes, sir. And one of the games that I really want to try right now is the one I have is Dead Space 3. I haven't played 1, but I've beat 2, and I want to play 3. I have it right now, but I haven't started yet, but I want to start it. But I'm still playing Destiny because I like Destiny. And I also like Victor 2X on PS Vita. And I also got another Tower Defense game up at PS Vita. And those are all the bomb, buddy.
They're the bomb, son.
Bomb, son.
Boom.
See what this comes up with. How much is the PS Vita? Nope. She's not talking. She's not talking to me no more, man.
Yeah. It's past my bedtime.
Yo. But when this came up, actually the PlayStation TV came up. PlayStation TV at Toys R Us is $99.99 right now. And the PlayStation Vita, $169.99.
Cool. Remember when they were like $300.
Yep. Crazy, buddy.
It's time to get a Vita.
Yeah, there's a lot of games out there. Get it.
Get it.
Cool. Mr. A.
What's happening?
Mazda or Mustang?
Mustang.
Mr. Mr. A.
What up, Mr. B?
Any last words for the Rock Pod listeners, Rock Pod Land?
God is good.
Drink it. Drink it. Drink it big. Drink it like you mean it.
Drink it like you mean it.
Kidding, man. Said I'm just joking. I'm joking, eh? I'm joking.
Joker, eh?
Oh, I'm joking, eh? I'm joking, eh?
You feeling Joker?
Feel? You feel, eh? Play, eh?
R-O-T-P-O-D, son. Yeah.
Son. See, like right there, I can hear.
Oh, you can hear her?
I can hear her. Hear her.
Oh, my God. Might have to transfer my studio then to sit in my car outside.
Oh, my God. It's coming.
It's coming.
That's what you said.
Dogs. Ah.
Ready to do it.
Hey, stop it. Hey, cut it out.
Get my voice ready, man. What's wrong with you, fool?
The tip of the tongue, the tip of the lip, the tip of the tongue, the tip of the lip.
You're so funny, man.